Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Shopping at the markets these days is pure joy. The produce is rolling in, and we are spoiled for choices. Now, one of the most eye-catching veggies out there are the summer squash, the zucchinis, the patty pans and all. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, we should be taking advantage of them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's three main ones we're looking for. There's the big green zucchini, the smaller, like yellow and green squash, and those cute little patty pans. And they're all available in abundance.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is grilling.
Yeah, well, I mean, grilling is perfect, and it's super easy. Just take the longer ones, slice them down the center. I brush them with a little olive oil, season salt and pepper. You know, I'll do the skin side up for a while to get them nice and soft, and then flip them and brown the skin or get some grill marks on them. And they're perfect, you know, just use a little dried herbs and you're good to go.
Yeah, I like Herbe de Provence, for instance.
Yeah, of course. I mean, garlic powder, oregano, parsley, basil, they all work great.
How about the patty pans?
Yeah, I mean, they're smaller, but you can certainly cut them in half long ways and you know, grill them the same way. But they're going to take a little longer because the skin tends to be a little thicker on those.
Now, squash always seems to show up in kebabs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course. I mean, that's, you know, cutting them into cubes is easy. You want to make sure the skewer goes through the skin at least at one point. That'll keep them on there pretty well. And, you know, without them, I don't think it's really kebab in the summer.
You're right. Well, let's move from the grill to the kitchen. Any ideas there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, tons. I mean, just take them and do like quarter-inch slices, you know, cut them with some breadcrumbs, some Parmesan cheese, and season them. Mm-hmm. You could cover them and bake them, and then take the cover off in the last 10, 15 minutes to brown the top. You've got, like, you know, a squash casserole.
Oh, that sounds so easy.
They're easy to grate, too, like on the big holes of the box grater.
Mm-hmm.
So if you grate them, mix them with some egg, throw in some cheese, cheddar cheese is my favorite, add a little cornmeal. You can do, like, little squash patties. You can just fry them in olive oil on each side, and they're great.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I would think those big, fat zucchinis would be perfect for stuffing.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. I mean, just cut them long ways. Use a big tablespoon to scoop out the seeds, you know, a little bit of the meat. That gives you the perfect boat. And if you want to do Italian-style marinara sauce, you can do sausage, garlic, onions, stuff them, add some mozzarella on top, and you can bake them for 40 minutes in the oven, and they'll be great.
Yeah, I think you could probably take that stuffing any number of directions. Perhaps you could go vegetarian, maybe Mexican.
Oh, yeah, you know, black beans, chilies. I mean, you can let your imagination run wild.
Now, my dad used to grow these prodigious zucchinis. They're the size of his forearm. Just amazing.
Yes, right.
And his favorite trick was to, you know, wash them up and then slice them in quarter-inch thick rounds and then cut up a whole onion or two and then sauté them in a skillet with canola oil. We didn't know anything about olive oil back then.
Sure.
That worked really well. He would be very conscientious about flipping the slices and cooking them on both sides until they started to brown up. And then he'd plate them up with a huge dollop of sour cream. Mm-hmm. And to this day, it's still my favorite way of enjoying all those zucchinis.
That just sounds delightful. I mean, then, you know, they're prolific. I mean, they're going to be everywhere. The plants make great zucchini, lots of them. So get out there and try all these website recipes and have fun shopping for them.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.